You say you care. But instead you rain on people's parade. You say you care. But you have an agenda instead, raining on people's parade. When I work with people on coaching calls, I always find out that they have no details, no nuances about people and happenings around them, even if they were part of the happening. Why? Because they weren't present. When you talk to someone, you want to be present to the conversation, to your hunches, to your feelings, to the tone of voice, the breathing, the mannerisms of the other person. Like a camera that records everything. Then, when you are on your own, you can ponder about what that means. Being present, being able to command your attention at will is crucial. If you are in your head while you are with people, you are not present. You miss life. You miss what can clue you in about what's going on. Whether you are doing well or not. Whether your people need help, or if you should ease up on them. You are in your head, you are in your agenda, and you miss life. You want to be a good mother, that's your agenda. But you are not watching how your mothering affects your children. So you are not mothering, you are smothering them. Your son turns out a sissy, your daughter turns out a bitch. And you are surprised. You wouldn't be surprised if you were present with them. Then you come to my calls and you are not present there either. Wasting my time, and yours. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. There is a time to think, and there is a time to be present. There is a time to gather information in the field, from the response of the world. Real information. The size of your paradigm, the size of your world, and therefore your vibration is proportionate to how present you are to what you are doing. To how much of the stuff you pick up. If you spend time in your head instead of being present, you never grow your world, you'll never become someone you would want to spend time with. The weirdest thing is this, if someone asked you if you wanted everyone in the world to be like you, you'd protest. But then you proceed making everyone like you around you, your children, your friends, and then you are surprised that you are alone, unsupported, unloved, because now they are just like you. Unsupportive, unloving, uncaring. Your efforts to change and fix people, to criticize, to judge are your unconscious effort to drag people down to your level. Misery loves company. You pretend that it is in their best interest, you do what you do because you care, but you are lying through your teeth. You can use this method to train your attention. The whole brain method of training your attention,